some good stuff right there, James Timberlake. For yeah. Don't Look Back, man.
Indeed it is.
Yeah. Even though you weren't born when it came out. But that's
I wasn't even a thought, I don't think.
That's all right. Good stuff. Good morning. Beautiful day. A 93-degree scorcher today.
Like perfect.
Perfect. Like it. Hot weather. We need some.
I mean, do we need some? Is that true?
Well, you always need something.
Well,
it's the 4th of July week.
Now we're just getting
it's got to be hot. You know?
See, I disagree.
No, who wants a rainy, cool 4th of July?
Hot is different.
I like hot. So, hey, you know what? Yesterday, James.
I don't know.
We were talking about Steve Schreffler's mom, Jolly Rogers, about all the good treats that she makes, and you were going on about her potato salad.
Mm-hmm.
We got a dish delivered to us of brownies,
yes,
and cookies,
did.
And Rice Krispies, all from Jolly.
Yep.
Yesterday,
we slammed a couple of them.
James and I went off
to
of the health
least.
Kick for a short period of time. And indulged. I wasn't passing up Jolly Rogers treats. Come on, man.
Her name's Jolly.
Yes.
It's perfect for treats.
I know.
Sweets of any kind.
I know. So, yeah. So, Steve brought them up for us. I think he snuck a few on the way in, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, who can blame him?
I can't attest to that. So, anyway, thank you, Jolly. That was very, very sweet of you to... like that one, James?
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah. Well done.
I've been getting a few of those in the last few days. But that was very kind of her to help James and I indulge a little bit. You got to have a cheat day, you know, right? And it wasn't that bad a cheat. The brownies weren't like huge. They were like little ones.
I mean.
And the Rice Krispie, you know, were, you know, smaller ones. So you could eat them normal to eat them. It's fine.
I was going to say, like you can kind of get away with it if...
Oh, yeah, you can. Easily.
It's not even a cheat day if you're going to end up working out anyway.
Right.
Who cares?
That's right. Today, first day of July, flip your calendar, even though you don't have one.
Calendar flipped itself.
Yep. Jamie Farr, MASH fame, actor, comedian, 91 today, Jamie Farr. Deborah Harry, singer.
Okay.
She's lead vocalist with Blondie. She's 80 today. Don't quote me on that, but I believe she was 80. Dan Aykroyd, funny actor, 73. An actress and model and Baywatch star, Pamela Anderson, is 58 today.
Mm-hmm.
Date book, 1776. The first vote is taken on the Declaration of Independence on this date.
Okay.
1847, the first adhesive postage stamp goes on sale. How about some postage stamp trivia?
Sure.
The first U.S.
why not?
You have a choice.
Yeah.
The first U.S. postage stamps were issued on July 1st of 1847, featuring Benjamin Franklin on the 5-cent stamp and George Washington on the 10-cent stamp. 10-cent stamp in 1847? Wow. Benjamin Franklin was chosen for the first stamp because he was the country's first postmaster general. And he was the big pioneer of the postal system. Yes. That guy, you know, you're a big reader.
Mm-hmm.
Read some good stuff on Benjamin Franklin. He was, so many things.
I mean.
He wasn't flying the kite just with a key on it either. So.
No, true.
All right. U.S. was the first country to issue stamps in sheets. Still standard today, 100 per sheet. U.S. stamps were engraved on steel plates, allowing for crisp detail and durability. The famous inverted Jenny stamp, I heard of that, issued in 1918, one of the most valuable errors in U.S. stamp history. There's only 100 copies known to exist.
Really?
The airplane is upside down, features an upside down airplane.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. During World War II, the U.S. issued victory stamps. Nice. 1971, right. U.S. Postal Service introduced the Forever Stamp. No matter what. If you buy enough of them, they increase the rate, which they usually do every single year.
Huh.
Yeah. First U.S. stamp to feature a woman was issued in 1902, Martha Washington. So there you go. You learned something about, and you didn't even know you were going to learn anything about postage stamps today.
I usually go through my day assuming I'm not going to learn anything about postage stamps. I'll be honest
probably.
With you. But here we are.
Here we are in 1862. Congress outlaws polygamy on this date.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In 1863, the Civil War Battle of Gettysburg begins.
Okay. That's somewhere I got to get to.
Yes.
I want to visit that. My dad has raved that that is one of his favorite sites he's ever been to.
A friend of mine owns a radio station near that battle site.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd always tell me, you got to come. I said, no. So, yeah. 1910, Duncan Black, Alonzo Decker opened a machine shop downtown Baltimore. They were making milk bottle cap machines is what they were making. 6 years later, that was, you know, somewhat. 6 years later, they hit it big. Portable electric drill. Black and Decker.
Yep.
Still going on. Still going on. Let's see. Oh, wow. Here's a rarity that I don't know this has ever happened since then. 1919, the first class postage stamp dropped to 2 cents from 3 cents. Yeah.
Man.
Like, that's ever going to happen. I'd be like totally shocked.
Can I be honest with you? I don't know if I've ever purchased a stamp in my entire life.
I know. You're that age.
I don't think I ever have. Or you buy like rolls of stamps, right?
I buy rolls of stamps, yes. Not for myself personally, for
right.
the station.
But yeah.
Yep. 1963, zip codes were introduced to the U.S. in the U.S. on this date.
Those I use every day.
Yeah. 1979, I remember it, man. When it first came out, the Sony introduced the Walkman. Yeah, it was $200. We're like, no way.
I mean, that's a...
Then pretty soon they're like $5.
Yeah, exactly. Sony overpricing their items at launch? No way.
They always...
I never would have thought
that. Yeah, never heard of that. 1980, O Canada officially became the national anthem of Canada on this date. 1980, I did not realize that was not long ago.
Yeah.
We flipped the calendar.
What was their anthem before that?
I don't know. We flipped the calendar. July, cell phone courtesy. Yeah. Firework safety. Family reunion. National baked bean. Oh, yeah. Nothing like good. You know, you were talking about Jolly's potato salad. Your baked bean. I bet she makes good baked beans.
I like baked beans.
I do, too. Blueberries month. Culinary arts. Doghouse repairs. It's grilling month. Well, we talked about
that
grilling this weekend. Big grilling weekend. Going to be nice. Hey, ice cream month. I'll probably have some ice cream this weekend.
Almost certainly.
Certainly.
Yeah. Definitely. By the way, the O Canada has been the de facto national anthem since 1939.
Oh,
and it officially became the country's national
officially.
Anthem in 1980.
Okay. So it was de facto.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a long time to be de facto.
I mean, at what point are you just like, yeah, whatever, yeah. Just make it official.
It is Canada Day.
Doesn't matter anyways.
Yeah.
We're just going to keep using it.
It's also National Water Gardening Month, Roots and Branches Month, Smart Irrigation. So there you go.
Sure.
It's also creative ice cream flavors. So get creative with your ice cream flavor. That sounds good. You know what? Actually, if you haven't tried this, it's Wilcoxon ice cream. Okay, it's in Montana. I grew up with it.
Mm-hmm.
They have like different kinds of mudslide, rocky road.
Right.
James.
Well, those are all common.
No. Then they got one that's called, dang it, I can't remember it because I haven't had it for a while. It's got like all kinds of stuff in it. It's really good. Buy one and we'll have a cheat day, okay?
If we want crazy stuff, we can do like, I can't wait to have some wheatgrass ice cream. Oh, is that the hot dog flavor ice cream? Let me have a taste.
Yeah. In fact, speaking of hot dogs, thanks for the segue.
Yeah. The hot dog eating contest
right
around the corner.
This Friday.
Yeah.
Nathan's famous flagship restaurant, Coney Island, Brooklyn, New York. The Independence Day tradition draws like 50,000 spectators. Contestants have 10 minutes to eat as many Nathan's famous hot dogs and buns as possible. Oh, man.
Joey Chestnut is back.
He is back because he was barred last year due to a sponsorship conflict.
Yeah. He did a vegan hot dog promotion or something.
Oh,
like
he
that,
did. Yeah, that's right. That's what it was.
And for whatever reason, I guess Nathan's hot dogs got all upset. Yeah, but
that's right. It was a vegan hot dog.
Yeah.
16-time champion.
Jeez.
Legend. American hero, dare I say.
And all you're doing is just pounding hot dogs.
We say all you're doing, but I mean, he's doing about 90 in 2 minutes.
Last year, this Patrick Bertolelli won the men's division with 58 hot dogs.
It's
going to be broadcast live on ESPN. Must be a
always
slow,
is.
It's a slow day, you know.
It always is broadcast on ESPN. Yeah, it's been that way since 20 years probably.
Americans are going to eat 1 billion of them this weekend.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I believe that, though.
Have you been to any movies lately?
I am probably going to be going to a movie this week.
Are you?
Hopefully.
Do you know what it is?
I want to go see the F1 movie with Brad Pitt.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Jurassic Park movie's out.
Yeah.
You know?
Jurassic Park Dominion or whatever.
I think it's something like that. They say it isn't getting great reviews. Yeah, I'll have to say it for myself.
I don't
trust those review things, you know?
There's some people that I listen to because I like the way that they...
Hopefully I'm one of them.
Well, I mean, as far as reviews go, there's people that I listen to that I like.
Way to qualify that.
Yeah.
Wife carrying world championships this weekend, too, in Finland.
What a segue that is.
There you go.
Wife carrying from Jurassic World Rebirth or whatever it's
right.
called to wife carrying world championships.
Yeah. Classic, there's several types. Classic piggyback, a fireman's carry, that's over the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
The Estonian style, wife upside down on his back with her legs over his neck and shoulders. You see that one a lot.
Man.
So that's this weekend if you want to go to Finland.
Of course. Hey, there's nothing I'd rather do when I'm in Finland than go to that.
Check that out. You know, a lot going on there over in Finland. Oh, man. Wyoming makes big news here. Based on a survey conducted by Ipsos.
Okay.
The most misspelled U.S. city. I'm not even going to go through these because some of them I won't even be able to pronounce.
Wyoming is on this list?
Yeah. What do you think's on? In fact, you know what? I'm going to really give it away. Not give it away, but Wyoming is number one.
Oh, there's a city that's number one in
city
Wyoming?
Is that it a city it, there's I should a know? City that is number one in the country that is the most misspelled U.S. city, and it's in Wyoming. You know what it is?
I was thinking Cheyenne, but it's
no.
probably not Cheyenne.
No. Think about that one. We'll come back to it.
The one that I immediately thought of when you brought this up was Kissimmee, Florida.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I hate that. I hate trying
to. Kissimmee. Go.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
The worst.
It looks like Kissimmee.
Yeah. Kissimmee, Florida.
Yeah.
Good luck spelling that one.
Right. We'll come back to the most mispronounced.
I got
to
look it up, map.
Misspelled city in Wyoming. Don't be Googling it either.
Well, I
got to
look up a map because I got to look at the city.
Can't be cheating. Don't be cheating. We'll come back. We'll do the last one.
Wait, is it a city I should know?
Yes.
Okay, so it's a well-known city?
Yeah, it's a little town.
It's a little town.
It's a little town. Okay. Everybody's out there thinking, what is it?
Somebody's probably screaming at their...
If they know for sure. All right, we'll come back to it. How often do you really need a shower? James, I know you're like a shower king. You spend like
what I'm known for?
No, it's not what you're known for, but you always mention that you shower long periods of time.
Okay.
Which is too much information
no,
for me.
I don't shower a long period of time. I'll do like a 20-minute shower.
That's a long
time. That's not that long. Not in the grand scheme of things.
Do you know what the healthy limit is?
Probably about 10 minutes. 15 minutes?
10.
Okay, well.
And that's pushing it. 5 to 10 minutes.
Some of these days, you know, you wake up and you're like, man, I got to just sit in
and then they say you should not do it every day.
Really?
Yeah. Excessive showering strips away your skin's natural oils, yeah, leading to dryness, irritation. I get that, but I can't not do it.
I don't wash my hair. Like, I don't put shampoo in my hair every day. I know that part.
Okay.
I do that twice a week.
All right.
Because I learned that you're not supposed to do that every day.
No, you're not supposed to do that every day. 2 to 3 times a week, they say.
What? That's...
I try to work out every day. There's no way.
I mean, if you're working out, it's probably a lot.
There's no way. It's not happening.
I was going to say, okay. I got my guesses ready.
You got your guess? What's your guess? Because we've got 1 minute.
I'm going either Kemmerer or Dubois.
Good one on Kemmerer, but incorrect.
And not Dubois?
No. Nope.
Matizzi.
Yes! Got it! Matizzi.
Matizzi, Wyoming.
The most misspelled U.S. city in the country.
I believe that.
Matizzi, Wyoming.
Because it's Matizzi.
It's Matizzi. James and Swap Shop, 8 o'clock hour, coming your way. You're listening to Carol E. Sheridan. Good morning!